Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus to Nishmas Agoin Tzadik, Bichet Kaliyah, Ben Agoin Tzadik, Rabbi Yehoshua. And it's based on the Torah of Yishuk of a Rebbe Shlita. The Pasuk says, in the sixth parasha, parashas V'eira, V'inei lo meis mi'mikne Yisrael Arecha, none of the Jewish animals died in the Makkah. The Malbim says that there was one animal which belonged to the son of a Jewish woman whose father was a Mitzri, like we have later on in the parasha of the Makalel, Vayetze ben ish Yisrael, Yisrael ben ish Mitzri. So you have that person. Bedina Yisrael, says the Malbim, he was a Mitzri, because his father was a Mitzri. So Bedina Yisrael is a Mitzri. Paro Chashashum Yisrael, but Paro assumed that he was Jewish because his mother was Jewish. Kevim Shemian Tomesa, his animal died. And Lonis Kaim Dvar Moshe. And Moshe said it didn't happen because a Jew's animal also died. Vaydekach, Vayichbad Lev Paro. And therefore Paro's heart was hardened. So what do you see from the Malbim? You see from the Malbim, Adavar Mechudish Meld, that somebody whose father is a Goy and his mother is a Jew is a Goy. And really, it's not just the Chiddush of the Malbim. The Malbim is much later. We have a Tosfos in Kedushin Ayin Hamud Beis, Piskei Tosfos there, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas, Krach Dalet Aruch Chaim Simon Chavav brings Tosfos in a number of places, it's Mukh like that. Gil Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Lechon Aruch Yaradeh Asim Reisam Chav Sif Yud Beis, Piskei Tshuva Evin Ezra Simon Dalet Sif Kotten Aleph. So there are a number of sources in the Rishonim, the Achronim, that say that if somebody's mother is Jewish and his father is not Jewish, he's not Jewish. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that the person whose mother is Jewish is Jewish. His father could be the Goy Ben, the biggest Goy around. His first name, his name is Goy Big Goy. That's his middle name. His middle name is Big. Goy Big Goy. His mom is a Goy, but his mother is Jewish. He's Jewish. But a number of sources say, and we could, Mirzah Shem, maybe we'll have a different share on this, but a number of sources say that no. If your father, if one's father is a guy, he's a guy. So, we'd like to bring a number of rayas for this din. Number one, we paskin that somebody who's forced to be over an averus of gilai rayas, an averus of gilai rayas, yahar val yavor. We know, better die than be over in Gilei Arayos. The Beis Yosef, Yeradeh, Kufin, and Zayin, brings the name of the Ramban and the Ran, that included in Gilei Arayos is Dafka Chayvei Krisis. But Yisraelis, that's being raped by a Goy, since it's not Mechayvei Krisis, and according to a number of Rishonim, it's not even Yisra Torah. Beis Nishal Shem were Gozer for not a Jewish woman not to be the Goyish man. So therefore, Tavor Ve'al Teharig. So that's the call, that most people would know, right? Goy. Onsin Osali Boyle, they're forcing a woman to have bia with a goyish man. So better she be over in the Avera and not die, because it's not Mechayvei Krisis, it might not even be Nisr Torah. However, the Ritva Mitzvachim Chaveyam and Aleph writes, V'yeshmi Shapirish, Da'afilu Bas Yisrael and Velos L'Goy Bifar Hesia, even a Jewish girl who has bia with a goy in public, Yishoyisim Maisa B'chal Gilei Arayis, when she does this, including Gilei Arayis, V'teharik V'lo Tavor, she should die. Bas Yisrael and Avelis L'Goy L'Far Hesi, if that's the option, to have beer with the Goy in public, she should rather die. The Achronim ask, since the Yeshmi Shapirish holds that Bas Yisrael Hanusa L'Goy is included on Kilei Arayis, because that's our case here. The case is that the Goy wants to have beer with this girl, and she should rather die. She should rather die than have beer with him. So what do you see? You see, it's included in Kilei Arayos. Why dafka before Hesia? Every Kilei Arayos is Yahag Vayavar, even Bitsina. Even in private. So why does the Ritva say that a Bas Yisrael that's being forced to have beer with a Goy before Hesia is Tahag Val Tavor? Nisht. Even if it's not before Hesia, if it's Kilei Arayos, why does the Ritva say that it's dafka before Hesia? And why Taki isn't it? Is it your Gilei Arayos? It's not Mechayvei Krisis. Some people hold something there's no Isser Torah even. So what's pshat in this Ritva? So the Ramban in the Mulchamos at the end of Perek Ben Sora writes a Chiddush that a Yisrael, that they force him to have beer with a kusis, should rather die and not be over on this Avera. Even though it's only a lav, nevertheless, since Kanoin Pogimbo, since a zealot may execute vigilante justice, Habeki Chayiv Misa is like his Chayiv Misa. So a Jew, a male Jew, being forced to have beer with a Goya, since Kanoin Pogimbo, it's like his Chayiv Misa, and Mimela, he should rather die than do the Averi Hargval Yavor. But Yisraelis, Shanusa Libo La'akum, but a Yisraelis, that is forced to have beer with a guy, since there's no din of Kanaim Pogimbo, there's no Chiv Mesiris Nefesh, she doesn't have to die. So the Jewish woman with the guy doesn't have to die, the Jewish man with the Jewish woman has to first die, add to the Ramban. That the Yisrael has beer with a Goya, there's a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, and Yisraelis that has beer with a Goya, there's no din of Kanaim Pogimbo. That's because the Yisrael Abol Anochris, the Vlad is a Goya and there's a Pagam. But if a Goya has beer with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Jew and there's no Pagam. Ayin Shem and the Ramban and the Mukha Yosef Kumto is according to this a Dover Nifla. So this is good according to the Mandi Omrim that hold that Goya Bo Abbas Yisrael Avlad Yisrael. But those who hold that Goya Bo Abbas Yisrael have Vlad Goy, we quoted numerous sources that if a Goy has beer with Abbas Yisrael, the child is a Goy, so then there's going to be a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, because there's going to be a Pagam, because the kid's going to be a Goy. In the Mordechi in Perek HaCholetz, Simon Chofres, he brings a Medin Mechudish in the name of Rabbeinu Avram Agadol Mei Regensburg, that a Yavama that was no fellas Lifnei Mumer doesn't have to do Chalitza because it's Kimakom Erva, because Hanavelis Lemumer Kanaim Pogimbo, brought by the Avnei Miluim and Simon Zayin Sivkot Yud Gimel. So it's Pshita according to this Kol Shekain, if Hanavelis Lemumer Kanaim Pogimbo, Hanavelis Legoi certainly Kanaim Pogimbo. But where does he get this from? How does he know that Nevelos Lagoy Kanoim Pogimbo? Based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because a Goy Abba Abbas Yisrael, a Vlad Goy. The Goy has beer with the Jewish girl, the child is a Goy. Abazoy, the Svaras HaRamban. There's a din of Kanoim Pogimbo. We understand very well, according to Ramban, why there's a Svar of Kanoim Pogimbo. What does Ramban say? Ramban says, whenever the kid's a Goy, there's a Svar of Kanoim Pogimbo. So if we take the shita that if the father is a guy, the kid is a guy, then it's Kanaim Pogimbo. So now it's very sweet, the Yeshmi Shapiresh that brought by the Ritva, that Yisrael, that they're forcing him to have Bia, that Yisrael, they're forcing him. That a Bas Yisrael Shansuha, that they forced her Liboy Lenachri to Harig Val Tavor, she should rather die rather than be over. Why? Because it's the din of Kanaim Pogimbo. If there's a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, then like the Ramban says, it's Erva and Yarig Val Yavor. And then now we understand why before Hesia Oichit. You know why before Hesia? Because there's only a din of Kanaim Pogimbo before Hesia. So now we understand the Ritva very well. But the Ritva says that Bas Yisrael and Avelis Lagoy before Hesia, it's including Gil Arayis of Atar Gval Tavor. Why is it including Gil Arayis? Because the kid's going to be a Goy. If the kid's going to be a Goy, Atar Gval Tavor, and it's Tafka before Hesia, because only for Hesia, the din of Kanaim Pogimbo. As we see in the Gemara of Adazar, the Flamid Vav Amid Beis. So it emerges according to this cheshbon that the Das Yeshmi Shapiro that the Ritva brings, and Das Rabbeinu Avraham Agadol brought by the Morchi, is that a Goy Abba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Goy, and a Mela the child of Nigeris, like we saw in the Malbim with which we opened the Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech, Perek Tesvah, Mirch Sur Rabbi Alach Gimel, brings a very stark raya that a goyal bas Yisrael avlad Yisrael gamur. Because it says in Bechoros, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, that a Bechor that's born from a goyish father and a Jewish mother who's a bas Levi is Pachim Mipijin HaBen Ayin Sham, so it's mashma that if his mother is not a bas Levi, she's Yisraelis, he's Chayv in Pijin HaBen. So if you say that a Nolad May of Goy, Vayim Yisraelis is a goy, and he needs Geiris, how would you possibly think that he's chayv in pidgin aben? How could you be chayv in pidgin aben if you're a goy? So memela must be that he's holding that the Gemara is not. The Gemara brings a raya from the Gemara that if you have a Jewish mother, you're Jewish, and memela you need pidgin aben. But the pischei tshuva, Evan Ezer, Simon Dalid, brings the Nesivis, who says a svara mechudeshes to be miyashiv the raya of the Shar HaMelech, that it's not a raya. Because listen beautifully, ba'akum, if you're talking about goyim, only when a goy is a goy, then he's meyuchas to his parents. But if a goy is mizgayer, he becomes a ger, then he has no yichas to his parents. So according to this, if a person has a goyish father and a Jewish mother, he needs Geiris, because as long as he hasn't been Mizgayer, he's Mesiachis to his father. But once he's Mizgayer, he loses his Yichus to his father, and Memela, now he's going after his mother. And now he's like Yisrael Gomor. And he's like a Bechor Yisrael, and he's Chayiv B'Pidgin. So that's why the Gemara is Meduyik, that if his father is a Goy and his mother is a Jew, he needs Pidgin Aben. It's only after Geiris. Because as long as he's a guy, he's yichus to his father. Once you have Geirus, now he's yichus to his mother. So it could still be that if you have a goyish father and a Jewish mother, person needs Geirus. So it would appear we can bring a stark raya for the chiddush of the Nesidus HaMishpat. It says in Kiddush 9 Vav Amud Beis. Ushbezinche, the host of Avada Barahava, was a ger, Giorahave. It was a ger. Vava Kaminsi Uver of Bibi. And that ger, Balach Sanya and Rav Bibi, were fighting. Mar Omar, one of them said, Anavindasur Damasa, I'm going to be responsible for the needs of the city. Umar Omar, Anavindasur Damasa, he said, I'm going to be, or the other one said, I'm going to be mayor. Asu, the commander of Yosef, Rav Bibi and the Baal Sanya came in front of Rav Yosef in order to tell them who's right. Amalu Taninas, he said to them, we learned in a Braisa, some say Malach HaMelech Mikar Bachecha, Kol Masim Ashtameis, and Loyal Mikar Bachecha. It says that any appointments that you make have to be Mikar Bachecha from your brothers. Som Tassim. So the Mamuneh has to be Mikar Bachecha, which excludes a ger. Armalei Rav Ada Barahava. So Rav Ada Barahava said to Rav Yosef, Vafilu Imo Mi Yisrael? What, even if his mother is Jewish, he's also excluded? So Armalei Rav Yosef said back to Rav Ada Barahava, because this person's mother is Jewish. Says Rav Yosef back to Rav Ada Barahava, Imo mi Yisrael, mikar v'checha karina bay. No, Takov, his mother's Jewish, it's called mikar v'checha. You look at this Gemara, like more of a rabbi that told the Rebbe Shlita says, ich kick off in Gemara. When the Gemara kicked off Mir, I'm looking at the Gemara, and the Gemara is looking at Mir. Ich verstehen it, with looking at me. I don't understand what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara doesn't understand what I'm saying. There's a little bit of a disconnect here. What's going on over here? Gemara says that he was a ger. And then later on we find out his mother was Jewish. What sort of ger? His mother was Jewish. How could it be? So according to Nesivus, it's gevaldik. Really? His father wasn't Jewish and his mother was Jewish. And when he was born, he wasn't Jewish. And then he became a ger. And now he's miyuchas to his mother, as long as he had a father, and he wasn't misgayer, he's miyuchas to his father. But now he's misgayer, he's miyuchas to his mother. And if his mother is a bas levi, he's going to be potter from pidyon haben. If his mother is Israelis, he's going to be chayav in pidyon haben. Now that he's a good Jew, he's mikar b'achecha. He didn't come from the outside because his mother was Jewish. So now he's misyaches. Now when you view him as being Jewish. As being yuchas to his mother. Who's his parent? His parent is his mother. If the person's both parents were goyish or his mother was goyish, that's not mikar b'achecha. But this person, after he's misgayer, is menatek. He breaks off the yachas from his father, it's miyuchas to his mother, so he can become, be both a ger and have a Jewish mother, and that's a raya nifla, and obviously it's a very, very choshev topic, so I hope to return to it. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means. Amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.